This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest, and I'm super excited to have this gentleman on our show. They're a clean technology engineering company for petroleum industries. They're headquartered in New York City, New York. We're talking about Gene Oil. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GNOLF. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of that company, David Lifeschultz. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be able to speak to your audience.
You know, I want to know, first of all, what is the scope and opportunity of your company, of Gene Oil?
Gene Oil has the ability to convert heavy oil into light oil. And the largest deposits of oil in the world are heavy. There are 900 billion barrels of heavy oil in the world. And we're using that at a rate of 3.5 billion barrels a year. And there are 400 billion barrels of light oil. And they're being used at a 33 billion barrel a year rate. 33 billion versus 400 billion does not show a lot of slack in the world oil supply. And eventually, everything is going to have to be, all the oil is going to have to come from heavy oil. Now, we can take that 900 billion barrels of oil at $50 WTI and create a $20 incremental value over the cost of the heavy oil, which if you multiply it times 900 billion barrels of oil, we can create $18 trillion of incremental value. And that is the scope as a Kleiner Perkins would look at it. And of course, we don't, that's the that benefits the customer, the oil company, whether it be an Exxon or Aramco. However, we would receive as compensation for creating that value. And this is after the value. So the general would have a royalty of $3 a barrel. And after that, there'd be the incremental value of $20 a barrel. So that's the scope of the opportunity. If the oil price is $100 a barrel, we can create $40 of incremental value.
Now, is that where your hydro conversion development and recovery, is that where that comes into place? Is that what we're talking about?
That's what happens. Oil is heavy oil is high in a carbon ratio and usually full of sulfur, and light oil WTI is low in sulfur and high in hydrogen. And the hydrogen component, if it's high, makes the oil light, which is much more usable in the refineries. And if you take out the sulfur, then you can use it in the refineries, because the refineries would be destroyed if you had high sulfur oil going through them. Gene Oil, in its process, which we call hydrogen conversion, adds hydrogen to the oil and at the same time removes the sulfur, which could be 3.5% or 35,000 parts per million. And we eliminate 99% of that sulfur. So it makes the oil, you might say, we at Gene Oil make the oil green.
You know, I was doing some research last night on your company. I was very impressed on all the metrics and all the things you guys are involved in. But one of the things that caught my eye was you're selling your products to China and Russia. Why and when will that start happening?
Most of the oil in the world is coming. There's 100 million barrels a day of oil that comes out of the ground. In the United States, with the shale revolution, 9 million comes out. The shale revolution does not really interest in general that much other than it's part of the market, in that it's light oil. So what we have to do is go around the world and find the heavy oil. And that heavy oil is in Russia and is in Saudi Arabia. So in Saudi Arabia, for example, with our backing from China, have offered them $50 billion to develop 3.5 million barrels a day of the Saudi Arabian heavy oil, to convert that into light oil. And at the same time, we're ready to drill the oil for them. We'll build the pipelines, the pumping stations, our conversion equipment to convert the heavy oil to light oil, and if necessary, the ports. And the oil that we convert, we're ready to buy for China. We want really the oil for China. And the Saudis don't have to pay back in cash. We would prefer they pay back in the oil. So what we do is we come in there and we convert the heavy oil for them, we produce it for them, and we'll buy it from them in a closed circuit so they have a secure customer in China, and China has a secure source. So China initially for the first tranche issued a letter of intent for $5 billion, demonstrate that they have the cash ready for this project and they wanted to follow through on the entire $50 billion project.
That's amazing. You know, your company operates one of the largest and most advanced pilot and design test facilities in the world from its 147-acre site. Where is that at exactly?
That site is a place called Two Hills, Alberta, outside of Edmonton.
So it's in Canada?
It's in Canada. It's a very cold country up there.
Now, Gen Oil solved the sulfur problem in the shipping industry. Can you guys do that? Can you solve the problem? I understand there's a sulfur problem.
In the shipping industry, the level of the sulfur in the what they call the bunker fuel can be up to 35,000 parts per million. The level of sulfur permitted by the United States on the exhaust from cars is 5 parts or less per million. So a ship that emits 35,000 parts per million is extraordinarily more contaminatory to the atmosphere than a car. So the regulations of 2000 are being instituted that they have to reduce that from 35,000 parts to 5,000 parts per million. And General has the technology that can do that very easily, because if we take out 99% of 35,000 parts per million, there it's much lower than 5,000 parts per million. So it's very easy for us to do that. And the shipping industry is coming to us. The great part of this opportunity is most of the shipping industry has not come to General yet. So they're resolved amongst the shipping lines to buy gas oil, which is a kind of light oil, which is very expensive, and not buy the bunker. So what's going to happen is the bunker fuel, because nobody's buying it, it's going to collapse in price. And the gas oil price, because everybody's buying it, 10 million barrels a day is going to hit that market on 2020. That's going to drive the price of gas oil up. The differential between the bunker fuel desulfurized by General, the bunker fuel we think will fall from about $200 a barrel to $50. And our cost for desulfurizing is $30 a barrel, not a barrel, I mean a ton. So it's $250 a ton now for bunker fuel. And we would drop to $50 a ton when there's no demand. And General would be able to take the sulfur out to meet the regulations for about $30 a barrel. So that's $80 a barrel. If gas oil is selling for $400 a barrel and triples the price, we're going to be more than 90% less than competition. And so we're presenting this to the giant shipping lines and to the giant oil traders. The commodity traders in Switzerland that do $300 billion a year in trade commodity trading, to say that anybody that uses us can beat their competition. But half the operating cost of every ship is fuel. So they can beat their competition using us by eventually in 2020, let's say, we'll be conservative, 80%. That's a tremendous advantage in when you consider that the commodity prices are very highly competitive. And there's two components in a commodity trade of, let's say, a Glencore or Trafigura. One is the cost of the commodity, and the other is the cost of transportation. And if we can save on half the operating costs, 80%, then the commodity trader that uses us will be much cheaper. So we have a tremendous opportunity to make tremendous inroads in the industry.
With us today that we're highlighting is Gen Oil, Inc. I believe they're a very clean technology engineering company for the petroleum industries. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GNOLF, very, very undervalued at 7 cents a share. That's my personal opinion. And with us today is the CEO and chairman of that company, David Leifschultz. Dave, let me ask you this. What major projects are you guys working on? I know recently you guys signed an agreement around September the 6th with some Russian institutions. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
We have with Gazprom in Russia a $50 billion letter of intent for doing projects in Russia. So that's our main objective. What we did recently is we retained one of the most advanced technological groups in oil and oil upgrading. In Russia, to the UFO group, to work with us on those $50 billion worth of projects. And so we were getting ready, and we're in talks with many. Problem is the announcement that I'm giving you on Aramco and the Chinese Development Bank, that's public knowledge. Unfortunately, I can't give you all the 20 or 30 names of the majors that we're working on because they ask for confidentiality agreements.
Understandable.
Until I do a press release, I can't say anymore.
But let me see if I got this story right. I just want to make sure that my listeners hear this. You have a letter of intent on the desk for $50 billion worth of revenue for Jin Oil. Is that correct?
We have a letter of intent from the China Development Bank for $5 billion.
$5 billion.
For the first tranche of a $50 billion project in Saudi Arabia at Aramco, which would be for 3.5 million barrels a day coming out of the ground, which is more than Exxon itself draws out of the ground each day.
Now, do you know your market cap's only around $34 million? That seems to me very undervalued.
If you've put the convertible debenture in and so forth, it would be probably valued at about $60 million, fully diluted. But as far as its valuation, when you have the ability to do projects of this size, and I've never heard of Exxon doing a project more than $50 billion, and when they do a $50 billion project, it's too big for them, so they take 16.8% like they did in Kashagan,
right,
in Kazakhstan, and Eni and Total and others take 16.8%. So General is going to be doing this all by themselves using subcontractors from China. So when you look at a company like ourselves that has the capacity to do such a giant project, which we do with support from China, the company is dramatically undervalued.
In closing here, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to my listeners?
I think we covered the main subjects that should be covered. The potential of the technology is we could, based on the fact that company like Aramco considers us 70% cheaper than our competition in desulfurizing and converting oil. And as the world shifts to heavy oil, at some future date, we could be like a Google or an Apple in that we could dominate half the oil production in the world by converting the 900 billion barrels, or from that 900 billion barrels, we could be producing most of the oil that the world would be using. So that's the potential of General. It can be a facilitating technology to tap the heavy oil reserves and become a very major corporation in the world.
Well, Dave, you said a lot today. I think you've said it all. I want my listeners to go out there and take a look at Jin Oil. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GNOLF. I think it's very undervalued here. I hope that, Dave, that you come back on the show in about 50 or 60 days. Give us an update on your company. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And I want to thank you. And I wish you nothing but continuous success.
Okay, I appreciate it. And thanks for the opportunity to present this to your listeners.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.